Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 16 places in the U.S. you can get free land. That's right. Well, before we get into it, I just had a couple of quick announcements for you. First off, I just wanted to check in with you and see how you're doing. If you're moving towards your goals, if you have any questions or anything, you know, again, feel free to write to me or join our Facebook group, which is really a cool place to not only get answers directly back from me, but to be able to interface with other investors. So there'll be a link in today's show notes, and I'll tell you how to get there in a second. But that's a great place for you to touch base. Also, I have a special announcement for you. We're coming up on our 100th episode of the Old Dogs REI Network podcast. Wow, can you believe that? 100 episodes. So to commemorate this special milestone, we are launching our first annual Old Dog Golden Howl Awards. Yes, you heard it. We have finally gone over the edge, guys. No, well, we mentioned from the beginning that every time our guests, you know, put in their special howls, that their howl is actually going into a contest, and whoever wins that contest actually receives the coveted Golden Howl Award. So you guys actually get a chance to participate in this monumentous event by voting. All you have to do again is go to our website show notes, and you can actually vote for, there'll be a link there, and you go to the little page where you can vote on these different howls of our guests. Now, we have made them anonymous so that, you know, we didn't want to get any favoritism thing going there. So you'll be able to listen to five howls and be able to select the best one. Now, our team of experts have been going over these howls for years. No, not really. But we've been going over them. We picked out what we thought were the best five. And then from there, you guys can go ahead and just actually vote on who you think the winner is. And whoever that winner is, we'll receive that award on our 100th show, okay? And our 100th show is going to be on May 12th. That's right. That's a Friday, and it's going to be a Fun Fact Friday, and we're going to actually have the Golden Howl Awards announced. So make sure you get your vote in there, and we'll evaluate all those responses and announce that on that date. So make sure you go to today's show notes. The place that you find that is at our website, Old Dogs, spelled D-A-W-G-S, Old Dogs R-E-I, that's real estate investor, olddogsreinetwork.com/blog, okay? And then once you get to that, look for episode 098, okay? And it's the show entitled 16 Places in the U.S. Where You Can Get Free Land. Anyway, on to our show for today. Yes, there are places in the United States where you can still get free land. And, you know, I always think of homesteading, right? I mean, homesteading was one of the things that the U.S. government launched at one point to get people to spread out across this amazing place and find, you know, a place to live and grow, and cities would pop up. And I mean, it's just such a part of our history. Well, there isn't really technically homesteading like there was in the beginning, but there are still places where you can get your free stake of land. You know, I always think of Charles Ingalls, okay, from Little House on the Prairie. I don't know if you guys watched that, but, you know, we did. And anyway, and it was a great show. And I just remember him, you know, with his, you know, his wagon and his horse. And he found this place with a tree near a river. And, you know, and he put in stakes and he built a house. And, of course, the Indians came. And, you know, I mean, like all these, you know, anyway, I'm getting off the track here. But you can actually find places still where you can do this. Now, it's a little bit different. And now what it is certain cities offer these, or states offer these places where you can stake out free land. Now, keep in mind, this I'm mentioning this is, you, yes, you can actually buy, you know, not buy these, but get these this free land and set up stake on it. Some of them can be used for commercial purposes, so you can actually make money on them. So as an investor, there's opportunity here as well. But these 13 places that I'm going to give you, there's a lot of information with this. There'll be a link to each one of these cities, if any of them are interest to you, that you can check out. Now, I guess you're going to have to be quite an adventurous spirit to want to say, hey, I'm going to pull up stakes where I live now, and I'm going to move to, for example, Lincoln, Kansas. You know, that's a huge thing. But, you know, there may be some of you out there, or maybe you might have someone you know that might be interested. But nonetheless, I think it's good information. And some of these places are trying to develop commerce in their areas. So you could get a big chunk of land, I mean, I'm talking acres, and set up an industrial complex, you know, an actual factory or whatever it is. And if you're providing jobs, the city will support you and help you get going. So this is kind of cool information. So anyway, I don't want to make this too long on this intro here, but let me go ahead and list today, okay, the 16 places you can get free in the U.S., you can get free land, okay? Number one, I mentioned Lincoln, Kansas, a picturesque small town. The property is located right next to the town baseball field in a large vicinity with local schools. It's got a lot of neat, cool stuff. Population is 3,500. It's right off of Highway 70 in Kansas. And again, like I mentioned, there's a link there. Marquette, Kansas. Now, so you're going to find a lot of these cities are in certain states where they have a lot of towns like this. Marquette, Kansas, same kind of thing. You can build your home within 120 days, fill out a land application, and if you're accepted, you can literally start to build your home on that land in 120 days. Number three, New Richland, Minnesota. Minnesota. So if you guys really want to go and live in that place, you don't mind the cold too much, New Richland has a population of 1,200. These are small towns generally. The reason they do this is they're trying to bring people to their town and help grow them. But they'll give you an 86 by 133 lot free, okay? They've got a golf course nearby and a bike trail. I don't know if that's part of the development or whatever, but it's free land, okay? Mankato, Texas, okay? A town of 900 people, okay? A small town here. They've got 26 lots available, 1,200 square feet in size that you can get. Osborne, Kansas, number five. Again, free residential property, free commercial land available. They're giving out also low interest loans if you want to start a business or you need home repairs, that kind of stuff. So it's pretty cool. Now that one, you need a $500 deposit to hold the land, but it's returned to you after you've completed building your new home. Plainville, Kansas, population 2,000. They actually have a few lots still available. The lot is 155 by 93 deep. Okay, same thing with the $500 deposit. Curtis, Nebraska, small retirement town. Okay, for those of you that are retired, that are thinking, I want to go to a nice, quiet little place, set up stakes, and you know, do like Charles Ingalls did. Okay. You know, get a cow, no, I'm just kidding. But, you know, you could go there and you could literally build a place, you know, for nothing, a free lot. Okay. And there's a lot of cool stuff there. I write a lot more detail in the show notes. Again, I hate to do that because otherwise the show is going to be 10 hours long here. I think it's a population of about 832 people. Elwood, Nebraska, number 8. Okay, they have a bunch of lots available, and you again will click on the link to find out more there. Loup City, Nebraska. Okay, Loup City. All lots are totally free. Okay, two different housings available. One's a workforce housing. One is market rate homes. So the market rate homes requires a $1,000 deposit for the land to be held. There's like some assistance there provided as well. Number 10, Beatrice, Texas. Yeah, population. Now, this is a big one. Population of 12,564. Whoa, we're talking big city here. Situated 40 miles south of Lincoln. Okay, so we're near the big time here. 99 miles from Omaha. It's one of the most populous and more accessible locations on this list. Number 11, Marne, Iowa. Okay, now we got, we're talking here, these are some free land lots that are 80 by 120 feet. Your home must be at least 1,200 square feet and must be constructed within 18 months of the land being deeded over to you. So some of these, there's a time requirement as well. Number 12, Manila. No, this isn't the Philippines. This is Manila, Iowa. That's right. And it's a small town offering free lots as well. Number 13, Cuyahoga. Okay, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it. National Park in Ohio. Okay, you can actually get into a national park here. Okay, this is kind of a farming one. They give farmers cheap farmland, so I don't know if it's totally free. I have to check that, but it's supposed to be free. So you can actually get it and you can rent out part of it. It includes housing and 9 to 12 acres of land. Okay, we're really talking some space here. I have some other places listed. I have Alaska. That's right. Alaska, I just put the state in there because there are a lot of places in Alaska where you can do this. It's got to be farmed. You've got to do something farm-wise on the land, and you got to live on the land. Of course, all of these, you got to live on them. So FYI, okay, you can't really rent it out, but you could sublet while you're on the land. So there are some of them, they open that up. And there's Muskegon. Okay, Michigan. Okay, and they have free industrial property, so if you're helping create jobs, they go out of their way to help you do this. This is kind of a real extensive program that they have, where companies, if you bring in 25 full-time jobs, they give you all kinds of stuff, building and all kinds of wonderful stuff there. So you guys got to check that one out. And then the final one is on the East Coast, up high in a place called Camden, Maine. That's right. Even Maine, beautiful state of Maine, has about 4,052 citizens, and it's offering 3.5 acres of land near Camden Harbor. Okay, so we're almost talking like a coastal type place here. You have to create at least 24 jobs to get this really cool thing, but it's got power and sewer and water and cable and all that cool stuff too. So that's my list of the top 15 to 16 places in the U.S. you can get free land. Again, go to their show notes and you can link on if any of these places are of interest to you and you're thinking about pulling up stakes and moving in and being a homesteader. Well, thank you so much. That's all for today, old dog listeners. Everything presented here, of course, is in our show notes, and there are links there too to all the things that I have mentioned. So this is show number 098, entitled 16 Places in the U.S. You Can Get Free Land. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.